Hi, it's Peter Guest, and I'm here with Vamoose for another episode of the footballpredictions.net Spanish La Liga podcast, covering matches from the 18th to the 21st of April, 2025. And you can see the details for all the matches we're about to discuss in this podcast. If you look in the links in the description, it'll take you to footballpredictions.net, and you can see the fixtures as well as these for just about every other football competition in the world.
Yes, and on our website, it'll show you where to watch the games on local broadcast channels, plus video streaming services, as well as team news and match odds from local bookmakers. Look in the description of this podcast episode for direct clickable links to all of the matches we're about to discuss. If you're streaming any matches on Bet365, geolocation and live streaming rules apply. 18 plus, gamble aware.
First up, we've got Espanyol, who are down in 15th, taking on Getafe, who are in 11th, and it's on Friday night, the 18th of April at 8 p.m. UK time, that is. Click the link in the description and it'll take you to footballpredictions.net's page for this match, where you can find your localised kickoff time, betting odds, and all the broadcast streaming options available in your area. I know in the UK this one's on Premier Sports Extra, La Liga TV, and Premier Sports 2, but you can also watch it live streamed without subscription on Bet365 to qualify for that. All you need is funds in your account or to have placed a bet with them in the last 24 hours. Sign up with the bonus code FP365. Well, Espanyol have kind of turned things around, haven't they, the last couple of weeks? They were not on such a good run.
And they've managed to pull themselves a little bit away from that relegation drop. They're now 6 points above Las Palmas in 18th and probably looking like they are going to save themselves another season in La Liga. But we still have, well, from Espanyol perspective, they still have 8 games left and remaining teams have 7 games left. So still plenty of points to play for, and nothing is for sure yet. Now, the last 2 games, like you just said, 2 impressive wins for Espanyol at Celta Vigo and Vallecano. The 4-0 win there, and then Celta Vigo last week, 2-0. We had under 2.5 goals, so we just managed to sneak in on that prediction. But yeah, overall, Espanyol, if we're looking at them at home, they've actually not lost a game at home since October the 25th. That was to Sevilla, and they picked up some quite impressive points over the course of the last 9 home games or since that defeat, which include a win against Real Madrid and most recently a draw at home to Atletico Madrid. That game ended 1-1. We had both teams to score as our main prediction in that game. But yeah, if the tougher team comes to Espanyol, they don't have an awful lot to play for. Their form is also very up and down. It's either win or lose. Last 8-9 games here, we've got 5 wins and 4 defeats. But they have suffered more defeats of late. Last weekend, they lost a disappointing defeat at home to Las Palmas, 3-1. That ended with both teams to score in that game, so it doesn't really matter the outcome. But yeah, disappointing from a Getafe perspective, because they went into that game coming off a 4-0 win at Valladolid, although Valladolid is pretty much relegated from La Liga. Going into this game against Espanyol away from home, though, Getafe is on a fairly impressive run, considering how they started the season away from home. They actually started the season 8 games away from home and just 2 points. They had 6 defeats and 2 draws from the first 8. But hang on, over the last 7 matches, they have 6 wins from 7, which is a fairly good turnaround, so to say, when we are talking about Getafe. So yeah, it's a Getafe team that's not laying down when they go away from home. And yeah, they will be looking to still pick up something from this game potentially. But yeah, Getafe has, of these two teams, is the one who's got the least to play for right now.
And you know what? These two sides, when they clash, they often draw. They're very even, is what I should say. In the last 6 games, Espanyol have won 3. Getafe have won 3. There haven't been any draws, so scrap what I said about draws. Another interesting one is that Getafe haven't beaten Espanyol when they played them away from home in their last 7 matches in the league. So it's not the best of away records for Getafe. And combine that with the fact that Espanyol, I know they're not having the best season, but they are unbeaten in their last 9 league matches at home. So it's a very good run at home for them. And combine that with those great 2 away wins they've just had as well, things are looking a lot better for them. Having said that, at home, they're without a win for the last 3 league matches. So it's a bit of a weird season for Espanyol. But One thing is for sure, for both of these sides, they don't have any problems scoring. I mean, look at Espanyol. In the last six that I'm looking at here, they've scored in every single one. And in their last six, Getafe have scored in every one bar one. And that was back in the very beginning of March, the 2nd of March, against Leganés. So we're thinking this one might be a both teams to score. And that's the tip we've gone for. The odds are very good for that too. 2.2 is what you can get currently, the bookmakers. Looking at the actual result, we can't really separate them. We think it's going to, both of them will score, but we think it'll be a draw. So we've gone for that. And the odds of the draw are 2.63, which is actually a lot less than you might expect, isn't it? Draws usually, you can fetch a lot more than that, usually over three. But yeah, 2.63 for a draw, that's what you can currently get. And for a correct score, we've gone for 1-1. And again, not that great odds. 5.5 is what you can get for a 1-1 correct score draw. So let's see how it goes. Our tip, again, is both teams to score, and you get that for 2.2. Next up, we've got Rayo Vallecano, who are 10th, taking on Valencia in 13th. It's on Saturday, the 19th of April. It's at 1 p.m. UK time. Check the link in the description, and you'll be able to see your local kickoff time odds and broadcast streaming options in your area. This one is on Premier Sports Player here in the UK, also La Liga TV and Premier Sports Extra. You can, if you don't want to subscribe, you can watch it on a Bet365. To qualify to watch there, all you need is any funds in your account or to have placed a bet with them in the last 24 hours. And when you sign up, use the bonus code FP365. That's FP for football predictions, of course. Now, Moose, so Valencia have had a really good run, and Rayo really haven't, despite their positions in the table.
Yeah, Baikano has completely stalled and were in a good position at one point in La Liga. They were actually looking like they could finish in the European places. However, over the last eight games, just one win, an away win to Deportivo Alaves a few match weeks ago. But yeah, now they have two defeats in a row. Last home game, they lost 4-0 to Espanyol. And most recently, they went to Bilbao last weekend, lost that game 3-1. We had both teams to score and Bilbao to win that game. So we were correct on the outcome and the goals market. But the playing a Valencia team here that is beaming with confidence because their last away game, and hang on a minute, Valencia hadn't won a single away game all season, and then they went to Bernabeu and beat Real Madrid 2-1. So that was
bad.
Really, really impressive win for Valencia. They really have turned their season around. They were bottom of the Liga for a long period of time. And yeah, they were also hitting some real hammerings against some of the bigger teams when they were playing away from home, because earlier this season, they lost 7-1 at Barcelona. But 2-1 at the Bernabeu. And at home, Valencia has won their last three matches, so wrapped around. And then last weekend, at home to Sevilla, they won 1-0. We had the outcome in that game, and we have, in fact, had the outcomes of the last three Valencia home games correct. All wins for Valencia. Now, the only thing is, they are playing away from home here to Baikano, and despite that result at Real Madrid, we still think that Valencia might be struggling a bit here. This is a Valencia team that's pretty much safe from relegation now, and a Baikano team that is going to theoretically can still finish in Europe. But in reality, these are two teams where the season is pretty much finished.
Yeah. And it could be an interesting clash. I mean, I know we know the form. We've been talking up Valencia, who have been on a great run. But Rayo kind of need a win, don't they, for their home fans? They're without a win at home for the last four league games, so their fans aren't very happy. But they haven't been beaten in the league by Valencia in the last couple of games, so maybe it's time to turn the corner. We've gone for both teams to score. Tip 1.95 is what you can get for that. But to get Rayo to win, it's even better, 2.25 for a home win for them. Take a pick between those two. In terms of our correct score, we've gone for a 2-1 to the home side. Odds there currently at Bet365 and 9.5. So just looking at the other odds, well, if you want Valencia to win, you can get 3.4. The draw is at 3. And like I said, Rayo to win is 2.25. So not a lot in it really there, is there? But should be a tight one. But yeah, maybe stick with the both teams to score. Next, we've got Barcelona, who are first, taking on Celta Vigo, who are down in 7th. And it's on Saturday, the 19th of April, at 3:15 in the afternoon, UK time, that is. And of course, click the link in the description of this podcast and you'll be able to find your local kickoff time, betting odds and available viewing options. This one you can watch on Premier Sports as well as Liga TV, that's subscription models. And otherwise, check it out on Bet365. You can live stream it there. To qualify for that, all you need is any funds in your account or to have placed a bet with them in the last 24 hours. Sign up with the bonus code FP365. Well, they keep rolling on, Barcelona, don't they?
They really do. They really do. They keep rolling on. They are also through in the Champions League midweek, despite that defeat at Borussia Dortmund. But they had pretty much done their homework because at home they beat Borussia Dortmund 4-0, and thereby they went through to the semis of the Champions League. And yeah, in the Liga, it's looking really good for Barcelona now as well, especially after that Real Madrid slip against Valencia last weekend. It means that Barcelona is now 4 points ahead of Real in the league table. There are still 7 matches to go, and there is still an El Clásico on the fixture list here. So still are plenty to play for despite Barcelona's impressive form at the moment. Barcelona has now won 10 from the last 11 games in La Liga. Combine that with it's quite sequenced when we talk about Barcelona. Beginning of the season, 11 wins from 12. Then they had 8 matches with just 1 win. And now, again, they have 10 wins from the last 11. So very impressive. Now, but don't get me wrong, their last home game was a 1-1 draw against Real Betis. So they do have the ability to still slip. We had both teams to score in that game. Other than that, I predicted the outcome of the 4 from the last 6 of the Barcelona games. Now, if we look at Celta Vigo, who is traveling to Barcelona for this game, they were actually in pretty decent form up until that Espanyol defeat. They were unbeaten in 8 until last weekend when they played Espanyol. And we had under 2.5 goals as the main prediction. It ended 2-0 to Espanyol in that game. But before that, Celta Vigo did have 5 wins from 8 and 3 draws. That included a draw at Atletico Madrid. So that was a good point. Now, away from home, Celta Vigo has managed to turn it around a little bit because actually they're unbeaten in 4, won the last 2. But yeah, prior to that, they had only won 1 out of 13 away games up until they beat Valladolid 1-0. And then most recently, Mallorca 2-1. We had both teams to score as our main prediction in that one. And against Valladolid, we did predict Celta Vigo to win. So good predictions there. Celta Vigo sitting just outside of the European spots, 5 points from Real Betis. But it's going to be a huge ask if they are to get anything from this game at Barcelona, who will be seizing on that Real Madrid slip last weekend by looking at another win here, probably.
Yeah, I mean, generally, Barcelona win these games, especially at home. But just looking at the head-to-heads, 20 goals in the last 6 games between these two. It's an average of 3.33 goals per game. 12 of those goals going to Barcelona and 8 to Celta Vigo. But it just goes to show, I mean, the last game was back in November. It was 2-2. That was at Celta Vigo, of course. But, you know, it just goes to show they gave him a bit of a scare that day. And it could be, that was actually despite a couple of very late goals, but it could be something close again. We think, therefore, that it's going to be a high scoring game. And we've gone for both teams to score in this. You get odds of 1.62 at the current time. But if you like Barcelona to win, which is also what we were predicting, you can only get 1.3. But it's probably much more likely to happen. For a correct score, we've gone for 3-1 to the home side. And your odds there at the moment are sitting at 10 or 9 to 1. Other odds, just for this game, just so you know, Celta Vigo at 8, a draw, 5.75. Like I said, Barcelona at 1.3, which is what we think will happen. Moving on to Mallorca, who are 8th, taking on Leganés in 19th. It's on Saturday, the 19th of April. It's on at 5:30 evening time in the UK. And click the link in the description of this podcast and you'll be able to find your local kickoff time odds, all the up-to-date odds, and broadcast streaming options. This one, again, is on La Liga TV, Premier Sports Player. But yeah, if you want to watch it on Bet365, you can do that just with any funds in your account or to have placed a bet with them in the last 24 hours. To qualify for that, use the bonus code FP365 if you're new to them. Well, Mallorca sprung back into things with a good win, didn't they, against Sociedad?
Yeah, that was a decent win at Sociedad. It also meant that Mallorca went above Sociedad in La Liga. But yeah, still 5 points from Real Betis for the European spots. They still have a good chance of reaching those, but they do need to show a little bit more of a consistent form there, because if we look at their last 6 games, we're counting 2 wins, 2 draws, and 2 defeats. So that's fairly inconsistent. And also Mallorca, this side of Christmas or this side of the new year, has only recorded 3 wins in La Liga, which is not good enough if you want to finish in Europe. Not sure whether that was their goal before the beginning of the season, but nevertheless, if that's where they want to finish up, they need to find some more consistent form. But they do have some tricky games left in La Liga. They still have to play Barcelona and Real Madrid away from home. So it's probably going to look like a comfortable mid-table finish for Mallorca. But they are playing a Leganés team here, which is kind of there for the taking. At the same time, Leganés, despite just one win from their last 11 matches in La Liga, are only 2 points from safety. So they still have plenty to play for going into this game against an inconsistent Mallorca side. Now, if we do look at some of our predictions on Leganés of late, we actually predicted the last 5 outcomes, which included a courage in a 1-1 draw game at home to Osasuna a few rounds ago. Last weekend, of course, we had Barcelona to beat Leganés, so we had the outcome on that. And then we had both teams to score and Real to win at the Bernabeu when Leganés went there and lost 3-2. In terms of Mallorca, yeah, last weekend, great win against Sociedad. I'll definitely give them a bit of a boost for this one because their last home game ended with a 2-1 defeat to Celta Vigo. But prior to that, they did beat Espanyol 2-1 at home. We had both teams to score and Mallorca to win in that one.
Yeah. And for this prediction, we've actually gone for both teams to score. 2.2 are the odds you can get if you're interested in placing a bet on that one. That's with Bet365, looking at these odds. But yeah, we do think it'll be a home side win. We think Mallorca will grab it. And we've got them at the moment, the odds of 1.85 in the markets. You know, Leganés haven't beaten Mallorca when they've played them away from home in their previous 3 league matches. And they actually haven't won away from home at all in the last 6. Yeah, we think that's probably a likely outcome here. And just looking at the correct score prediction, we've gone for 2-1. Odds there, you can get at 9.5. Turning to the best odds for all the other markets, you can get 5 if you're like a Leganés win, and 3.1 for the draw. Like I said, Mallorca, 1.85 are the current odds. Next up, we've got Las Palmas, who are 18th, taking on Atletico Madrid, who are 3rd, and it's on Saturday, the 19th of April, 8 p.m. UK time. This one, we've got an under 2.5 goals tip. We're going for a correct score here of Las Palmas 0, Atletico Madrid 1.
Yeah, moving on to Real Valladolid, who at bottom of La Liga, takes on Osasuna in 12. This game kicks up Sunday, 20th of April at 1 o'clock UK time. It's a game you can live stream on Bet365. And in order to qualify, all you need is to have a funded account or to have placed a bet in the last 24 hours. Use bonus code FP365 on sign up. Now for this game, we are going with an away win for Osasuna. We're going with both teams to score as our main prediction and a correct score prediction of Real Valladolid 1, Osasuna 2.
Next up is Villarreal in 5th, who take on Real Sociedad in 9th. This one kicks off on Sunday, the 20th of April, 3:15 UK time. You can watch it on Premier Sports Extra, La Liga TV, their subscription. If you don't want to pay for that, watch it on Bet365 to qualify for that. All you need is a funded account or to have placed a bet with them in the last 24 hours. Use bonus code FP365 when you sign up. And here, we've gone for another both teams to score tip. We have also gone for a home win with the correct score prediction of Villarreal 3, Real Sociedad 1.
Yes, and then another game on Sunday, 20th of April. This one is at 5:30 UK time and is Sevilla in 14th. It takes on Alaves in 17th. Now, for this game, we're going to go with a low-scoring game like Sevilla is out of form, but we're going with a Sevilla home win under 2.5 goals and a correct score prediction of Sevilla 1, Alaves 0.
Next up, it's Real Madrid in 2nd, taking on Athletic Bilbao in 4th. It's on Sunday, the 20th of April, 8 p.m. Should be a good one. That's UK time. You can watch it on Premier Sports, La Liga TV, and without subscription on Bet365 to qualify to watch there. All you need is funds in your account or to have placed a bet with them in the last 24 hours. Sign up using that bonus code FP365. Well, this should be fascinating. But we've gone for a Real Madrid home win. We think it's going to be under 2.5 goals, pretty close. And we've gone for a correct score prediction of Real Madrid 2, Athletic Bilbao 0.
Yes, and finally, Monday Night Football, Girona in 16th, who takes on Real Betis in 6th. This game kicks off Monday, 21st of April at 8 o'clock UK time. And for this game, we are going to go with an even game. So this is a score draw of 1-1. So yeah, correct score 1-1 and both teams to score.
Yeah, that one you can watch on Premier Sports Extra and La Liga TV. But a reminder, it's also available live streaming on Bet365. Use the bonus code FP365 during the sign up process to qualify to watch that game. All you need is to have placed a bet in the last 24 hours or have a funded account Geolocation and live streaming rules apply. Full details are available on the Bet365 website, 18 plus gamble aware.
Yeah, and in the description section of this podcast, you can see links to all the matches we've just been discussing, or just go directly to footballpredictions.net. There you can find all the online sources to watch the games from your location by streaming and TV channels, our predictions for different betting markets, team news, as well as the latest offers and odds.
Just in case you don't know, we produce football podcasts for a number of competitions in addition to this one, and you can listen to them all at podcast.footballpredictions.net or where you normally access your favorite podcasts from, like Apple, YouTube, and Spotify. Well, that is all. Thank you for listening. And for now, it is
adios.
Adios, amigo.
Football Predictions.